بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our first session for the subject of التوحيد. يعني as it's written on the book لغير الناطقين باللغة العربية, يعني توحيد for those who are not native speakers of Arabic language. And this is from the مناهج المعهد تعليم اللغة العربية الجامعة الإسلامية بالمدينة المنورة والنبوية المستوى الثالثة. يعني this is the curriculum for the Arabic Language Institute, Islamic University of Medina, third level. I'm going to read the introduction maybe a little bit quickly and highlight just the points of great importance, make sure that it's clear what they want to express here in the introduction, and then we're going to get to the first lesson quickly, bi-idhnillah. Okay, so it begins al-muqaddama on page 2. Alhamdulillah al-wahid bi-asma'ihi wa sifatihi wa uluhiyatihi wa rububiyatihi wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyihi wa rasulihi الأمين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. يعني the praise belongs to Allah الواحد, who is alone, بأسمائه وصفاته, in his names and his characteristics. يعني he doesn't share them with anyone, the perfection of his names and characteristics. And he is also alone بألوهيته, يعني ألوهيته, يعني in his right to be worshipped, وربوبيته, in his lordship over the universe. And after this, يعني they said, والصلاة والسلام على نبيه ورسوله الأمين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. And then we ask for salat and salam to be upon his prophet and his messenger, الأمين المبعوث صلى الله عليه وسلم. الأمين المبعوث, يعني the one who is trustworthy, the one who has been missioned rahmatan, as a mercy, lil alameen, for all of the worlds. That is Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi. That is Muhammad the Messenger of Allah, yani Muhammad the son of Abdullah, and upon his family and his companions. Wa man walahu. What is the meaning of man walahu? Whoever is what?
Allied.
Is with him. Yani friends, alliance, aligned, nam. Amma ba'd. As far as what follows, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى خَلَقَ الْخَلْقِ وَأَمَرَهُمْ بِأَعْظَمِ الْأَمْرَ. Yani indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the creation, and he has commanded them بِأَعْظَمِ Amrin. He has commanded them with the greatest affair. Ala wa huwa at-tawheed. Isn't it at-tawheed, the greatest affair? Haythu qala azza min qail. Yani where Allah the mighty, the one yani who is mighty, yani who is speaking, he said, wa ma khalaqtu al-jinna wal-insa illa liya'budun. That I have not created the jinn and the human beings except liya'buduni. Yani here, what is deleted here, yani is the ya, yani meaning liya'buduni, meaning the meaning is what? So that they may worship me. Me, naam. Ma uridu minhum min rizqin wa ma uridu ayyut'imun. Yani ayyut'imuni, the meaning is. Ma uridu minhum, I don't want from them any sustenance, rizq. And I don't want يعني أي يطعمون, that they feed me. إن الله هو الرزاق ذو قوة المتين. يعني المتين is not a صفة describing القوة. القوة is مجرور, المتين is مرفوع. Huh? إن الله هو الرزاق, he is الرزاق, the provider, ذو القوة, the one who possess power. And he is also al-mateen, strong, mighty. These ayat 56 to 58 are from Surah Dhariyat. Surah Dhariyat is what ayat? What surah? 56. Now, 56. Yani the meaning here, what they are saying here, what? Is that Allah is telling us clearly He created the human beings and the jinns to worship Him. He doesn't want from them sustenance. He doesn't want anything from them. He is the provider. He is the one who's strong and mighty and so on. وَعَلَى هَذَا فَإِنَّهُ مِنَ الْوَاجِبِ So based upon this, that Allah has commanded the people to worship Him, He doesn't want anything from them, rather they are in need of Him. Based upon this, فَعَلَى هَذَا فَإِنَّهُ مِنَ الْوَاجِبِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يَعْرِفُ الْإِبَادَةِ حَقَّ الْمَعْرِفَةِ لِيَتَسَنَّ لَهُ طَاعَةَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بِفِعْلِ أَمْرِهِ وَاجْتِنَابِ نَهِيهِ يعني فعل هذا So based upon what has preceded فإنه من الواجب So it is from that which is obligatory upon the Muslim أن يعرف العبادة That he knows the ibadah, the worship حق المعرفة يعني fully, completely with all of the right يعني of what he needs to know about this worship that Allah has created us for لِيَتَسَنَّ لَهُ To make it easy for him to worship, yani to obey Allah. To make it easy, know this worship, yani is obligatory upon the Muslim to know about this worship, all about it, yani so that it will be easy for him to obey Allah by فِعْلِ أَمْرِهِ Doing that which he has commanded and وَاجْتِنَابْ نَهِهِ And avoiding that which he has prohibited. So the topic of this course is Tawheed, yani the worship of Allah alone, and we want to know more about it. كَمَا أَنَّهُ مِنَ الْوَاجِبِ And likewise, it is also from that which is obligatory, عَلَيْنَا upon us, أَن نُعَرِّفُ To make known the طالب العلم to the student of knowledge, مَعْنَا التَّوْهِيد The meaning of a Tawheed. لِيَكُونَ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ So that he, the student of knowledge, may be upon bayyina, clarity, min amrihi, from his affair. Yani so that he will be clear about this tawheed. So it's the obligation on those who are teaching to make the seeker of knowledge to know, so that he will be, to know this tawheed, so that he will be upon clarity. فَيَعْرِفُ رَبَّهُ And in this way, from being taught and made known to him, the tawheed, فَيَعْرِفُ رَبَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى So he will know his Rabb, the one who is free from all imperfections, the exalted, most high. وَيَعْرِفُ دِينَهُ And he will also know his deen, his religion. وَنَبِيَّهُ And his prophet. يعني he will know his Rabb and his deen and his prophet. And these are the three affairs, right? مَعْرِفَةُ الرَّبْ وَمَعْرِفَةُ الدِّينِ وَمَعْرِفَةُ النَّبِيِّ يعني three questions. مَنْ رَبُّكْ مَا دِينُكْ وَمَنْ نَبِيُّكْ That the people will be asked in the grave, right? So we must know these things. وَيُنْعَمْ بِالتَّوْهِيدِ And then he will be what? يعني he will enjoy the blessings and favors of التَّوْهِيدِ وَفَضْلِهِ And its excellence and virtues. وَيُحْذَرْ الشِّرْكِ And he will be warned against shirk. وَعَوَاقِبِهِ يعني he will be warned against shirk. وَعَوَاقِبَهُ And also, yani the horrible or the evil, yani consequences of a shirk. هذا وقد تم اختيار الموضوعات في دروس التوحيد الخاصة بهذا المستوى من الطلاب بما يناسب ما حال الطالب القادم لتعلم اللغة العربية ابتداء. يعني هذا يعني meaning that what has been said is sufficient. Now we're going on to a new topic. قَدْ تَمَّ اِخْتِيَارُ الْمَوْضُوعَاتِ Yani the choosing, the selection of the subjects. Yani has been completed. تَمَّ اِخْتِيَارُ الْمَوْضُوعَاتِ فِي دُرُوسِ التَّوْهِيدِ For the lessons in Tawheed. الْخَاصَ That are particular or special. بِهَذَا الْمُسْتَوَى For this level. مِنَ التُّلَّابِ Of the students. بِمَا يَتَنَاسَبُ مَا حَالِ الطَّالِبِ الْقَادِمِ لتعلم اللغة العربية يعني the selection of the topics on Tawheed have been selected in light of what? The level of the students. Yani in that which would be يتناسب مع حال الطالب. That would be suitable and appropriate with the condition of the student القادم, that is coming لتعلم, to learn اللغة العربية ابتداء, learning Arabic language for the first time. فهو يعني, in other words, the level of the subjects, the choice of the subjects is in consideration of the level of the students being new, learning Arabic for the first time, they are not native Arabic speakers. فهو يرى بين يديه دروسا مختصرة. So he sees, he will see in front of him يعني summarized lessons, دروسا مختصرة, summarized lessons, they are not lengthy, they are relatively brief. توضح له, that will make clear for him أمور العقيدة, the affairs of our عقيدة, our belief system, our creed. بدراسته, يعني by studying it, studying this subject, للمبادي الرئيسي للدين الإسلامي وأسس التوحيد. يعني by studying it, يعني what? The fundamentals, المبادي الرئيسي, the main primary fundamentals, foundations for the deen of Islam, and the usus al-tawheed, the foundations of tawheed. In other words, the foundation, fundamentals, was what we studied here, not the branches and the further details. The fundamentals, the primary foundations of Islam and the foundations of al-tawheed. For example, مثل مراتب الدين الثلاث, يعني the three levels of the deen. مراتب الدين الثلاث, the three levels of the deen. What are they? First, al-Islam. Second, al-Iman. And then the highest level, al-Ihsan. وكذلك معرفة التوحيد وأنواعه وفضله على المسلمين. And likewise, he will also come to know the, يعني معرفة التوحيد, he will come to know about التوحيد and its types, أنواعه, and its virtues, فضله, its virtues for the Muslims. ثم معرفة الشرك. After that, he will come to know about shirk. وأنواعه, and its types. ومضاره الشائعة, and its harms that are widespread في المجتمع الإسلامي قديما وحديثا, يعني widespread in the Muslim Islamic societies of the past and the present, قديما and حديثا. وقد ختم كل درس بمفردات والتدريب ومناقشة تساعد الطالب على فهم الموضوع وتزيد في ثروته اللغوية. And each lesson has been ended, ختمة, يعني sealed with مفردات, يعني vocabulary words, يعني the meaning of them, والتدريب, يعني exercises, ومناقشة, questions that will aid, تساعد, aid the student to understand, فهم الموضوع, to understand the subject and increase him in his, يعني ثروته اللغوية, يعني his linguistic, يعني, huh? Treasures, ثروة, يعني his wealth, يعني linguistic, what he possess, يعني to increase him in what he knows about the language. ومن, page 3, ومن مصادر هذه الدروس, and from the sources of these lessons are رسالة, an essay بعنوان الأصول الثلاثة وأدلتها, يعني the three fundamentals and their evidences was one of the main sources for these lessons in this book. وكتاب التوحيد, and also the book of Tawheed, both of them by الشيخ محمد ابن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. هذا, that being said, وفي الختام نسأل الله تعالى أن يرزقنا العلم النافع والعمل به على هدي الكتاب الكريم والسنة النبوية, إنه نعم المولى ونعم المعين. يعني, and in closing, we ask Allah the Most High to grant us, to provide us, to bestow upon us, يعني to sustain us with beneficial knowledge and العمل به, acting upon it, على هدي الكتاب, يعني based upon the guidance of the noble book يعني القرآن and the prophetic sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, he is the best مولى and he is the best helper or يعني assist aid. يعني that Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the best one to يعني as a patron, يعني the one who will take care of us, and he is the best one to help us. And this was written in the year 1408 in Medina by Nazar al-Mubayyid or al-Mubayyid. Now,
is this the book you are recommending us to read?
Kitab al-Tawheed?
Yes.
I don't remember. Did I mention Kitab al-Tawheed? Yeah, I mentioned Kitab al-Tawheed. Yeah, it was because you brought that book to me the following next class. Kitab al-Tawheed is one of the books that we have recommended on several occasions. It's a very important book by Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. If a person just wants to read it, then you know you can get a copy. It's not that big. But if you want to study it, then you have to get a copy that has explanation. If you want to study it. If you just want to read it for reading and just general knowledge, yeah, you can just get the main text of the book. Otherwise, if you want to study it, you need to get one with an explanation, a bigger book. Okay. Huh? 51? Okay, 51. Yani Surah Al-Dhariyat is Surah 51. Jazakallahu khair. Okay. Okay, so today, inshallah, we're going to try to read through the lesson. And next week, inshallah, we're going to try to answer the questions, do the exercises, and read the rest of what remains. Meaning, at the end of the lesson, there's al-lugha, yani four words that explain. Then there's tadrib, exercises, and then there's munakasha, questions. We're going to do all of that, inshallah, bi-idhni Allah ta'ala, next week. Okay, let's look at the first lesson. I want you to focus, yani, on your understanding of the lesson in Arabic, and secondly, your understanding of the content of what is there, yani meaning the information about a tawheed that came in any one of these lessons. Yani first, I want you to concentrate on understanding what you are reading in Arabic, and secondly, yani to grasp the content of what the lesson contains in terms of information about a tawheed or whatever topic yani came here, shirk or whatever. الدرس الأول meaning yeah, that you mean that they're referring to it? Yes, the same كتاب التوحيد. نعم الأصول الثلاثة and كتاب التوحيد were two books that these lessons here, they were sources for them. They took them from what is found in those two books mainly. Okay, the first lesson is الله ربنا. الله ربنا. Allah is our Rabb. Yani Rabb, it means the one who created and who owns and who controls and who sustains and who gives life and death and so on. The teacher says, Al-Mudarris, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. We don't have to translate. The students reply, Tullab, they say, Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. The teacher says, Ahafidhtum surat al-ikhlasi. Ahafidhtum surat al-ikhlasi. Naam. Have you all, plural, memorized the chapter of al-ikhlas? Yani, al-ikhlas could be translated in many ways. Any basic meaning of sincerity. But the meaning here, Surah Al-Ikhlas, it means the Surah of Tawheed. The students say, Na'am, hafidhnaha. Yes, we have memorized it. Hafidh, yani hafidha means to memorize, protect or preserve. Hafidhna, plural, we, first person plural. Ha, referring back to Surah, feminine. Yes, we have memorized it. The teacher says, اقرأ يا أحمد هذه السورة. read, O Ahmed, this surah. Read this surah. Ahmed says, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed shaytan or rejected shaytan, rajim. Naam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, merciful, yani beneficent, merciful. Naam. These words have a lot of meanings that require lengthy discussion. But in any case, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, they're both from the same root, yani, which yani, go back to the mercy and generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And of course, when we stop on ayah, we shouldn't yani read the last ayah in terms of tajweed, but we're just emphasizing the endings of the words for the sake of reading. Yani قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد means say, He is Allah, yani He is one. Yani He, Allah, is one. And this is the first statement of the surah, yani of ikhlas, yani meaning that tawheed requires us, yani to have ikhlas, sincerity, here meaning singling out Allah alone for all acts of worship. And as well, declaring Allah to be alone in having the right to be named with the names of perfection and the characteristics of perfection. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد. Allah is أَحَد. He's one. اللَّهُ الصَّمَد. He is a صَمَد. Self-sufficient. Yani, again, it requires tafsir, but the meaning of a صَمَد, it means the one who is without need of anyone or anything, while everything in the creation is in need of him. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He begets now, he was not begotten. Yani لَمْ يَلِدْ, he didn't give birth to anyone. وَلَمْ يُولَدْ, nor was he given birth to. Naam, literally. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَد. Here the noon with sukun in yakun should be merged into the lam. So we read it, right? لَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَد. يعني لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَد means نعم. لَمْ يَكُنْ, there never was for him, never existed for him a كُفُو. كُفُوًا يعني means similar, equal, and so on like this. We'll come to this word in the end after the reading. There was no one, there has never been anyone equal to him, similar to him, or like him. نعم. After reading the surah, the teacher says, and by the way, yani this is one of the greatest surahs of the Quran, and every one of us memorized it. Inshallah, we should make sure that we memorize it properly, that we're reciting the words properly, and that we read at least one yani tafsir from the scholars of Sunnah, so that we have a better meaning of yani what we are reciting when we're reciting this surah that the Prophet ﷺ said is like 1/3 of the Quran. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. طيب, the teacher says, أَحْسَنْتَ يَا أَحْمَدُ بِهَذِهِ التِّلَاوَةِ الْجَيِّدَةِ. يعني, he said, O Ahmed, you have done well, you have excelled. أَحْسَنْتَ, you have done well, يعني, بِهَذِهِ التِّلَاوَةِ الْجَيِّدَةِ, with this very good, this excellent recitation. نريد الآن أن نعرف من ربنا. نعم, نريد, we want, يعني we desire. الآن, now, after the reading of that surah, we now want to نعرف, أن نعرف, to know من ربنا, who is our رب. Tariq says, ربنا الله الذي خلقنا وربانا بنعمته ورزقنا من الطيبات. يعني Tariq says ربنا الله, our رب is Allah, الذي the one who خلقنا, created us, وربانا, and he has nurtured and sustained us, بنعمته, by from his bounties and his favors, ورزقنا, and he has provided us من الطيبات, from those things which are good, wholesome. نعم. Allah is our Rabb, the one who created us, who has nurtured and sustained us from his bounties and favors, and he has provided us from all that is good. The teacher says, بِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ نَعْرِفُ رَبَّنَا. نعم, بِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ, by which thing, or in what way, يعني it is due to what thing that exists that we can know our Rabb. Abdullah says, and by the way, note that the word here in the name Abdullah has a shadda on the lam and a shadda on the ha, which is just a typing mistake. Abdullah says, Na'arifu Rabbana bi alamatin kathiratin. Naam, we know our Rabb by many signs. Yani there are many signs through which we come to know our Rabb. Minha al-laylu wal-naharu wal-shamsu wal-qamaru. And from amongst those alamat, those many signs, from amongst them are the night and the day and the sun and the moon. Yani these are from the things, the great things in the creation. The alternation of night and day, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused night to follow day and day to follow night in a rotation that is calculated perfectly. From this we come to know our Rabb, that He's the one who did this. We know something about His greatness and His glory and His mercy upon us in not making it to be daylight all the time, nor making it to be nighttime all the time, but He gave us a break by alternating it. Okay, this shows us and teaches us and makes us to know something about our Rabb. The teacher says, and likewise the sun and the moon and all of the benefits that we get from them. Naam, inna Allah ta'ala huwa alladhi khalaqa as-samawati with kasra wal arda with fatha. Wal layla wal nahara wal shamsa wal qamara wa huwa alladhi يُنَزِّلُ الْمَطَرَ. It could be يُنزِلُ also, both of them, نَزَّلَ and أَنزَلَ have the same meaning. يُنَزِّلُ or يُنزِلُ الْمَطَرَ. يعني the teacher says, yes, indeed Allah the Most High, He is the one who created the heavens and the earth and the night and the day and the sun and the moon, and He is the one who sends down the rain. Note here, هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض. نعم موسى.
Why is always السماوات and أرض? Or is not جمع?
Is not جمع.
الله أعلم. الله أعلم. Allahu A'lam. Maybe if we go back to some tafsirs, we'll find it. But what is apparent, what appears to be, Allahu A'lam, is that yani Allah is talking about the samawat and the ard that we live upon. The ard that we live upon. There's only one ard that we live upon. Allah is addressing the people on this earth. So He's saying the heavens, which are above you, all of them, they're above you, and the one earth that you live upon. Allahu A'lam. But anyway, let's look at the tafsir. Okay, indeed, Allah the Most High, He is the one who created the heavens and the earth and the night and the day and the sun and the moon, and He is the one who sends down the rain. وَيَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And He is the one who provides whomever He wills. And He is the one, Al-Qadir. Who what? Here the meaning of Al-Qadir. The one who is capable, the one who is able, who has the ability. يعني القادر على كل شيء. Who is able to do everything. ولذلك تجب له العبادة وحده لا شريك له. And for this reason, يعني since he's the one who created the heavens and earth and the night and the day and the sun and the moon, and he's the one who sends down the rain, and he provides for whoever he wills, and he is the one who's able to do everything. لذلك, for this reason, تجب له العبادة. يعني worship is obligatory to be given to him. وحده, alone. لا شريك له, without there being any partner for him. Tariq says, ما معنى العبادة التي شرح الله للمسلمين? What is the meaning of العبادة? The عبادة which Allah has legislated it for the Muslims. شرعها يعني شرع العبادة. Allah شرع العبادة للمسلمين. الله أعلم what is intended here, but perhaps it may be good for us to note that, and as a note, that Allah didn't legislate ibadah only for the Muslims. Rather, Allah legislated ibadah for all of the creation. Yani, yes, as a note. Yani, so we don't imagine that the ibadah is only for the Muslims. Everyone is required to worship Allah. The teacher says, al-ibadatu ismun jami'un لكل ما يحبه الله ويرضاه. يعني that العبادة is اسم جامع, a comprehensive noun. لكل ما يحبه الله, for everything that Allah loves, ويرضاه, and Allah is pleased with, من قول أو فعل, from speech or action, ظاهر أو باطن, whether it is apparent or it is hidden. Yani, this definition, al-ibadah, is a comprehensive noun, a word that is comprehensive. And it includes everything that Allah loves and is pleased with. Yani, everything that Allah loves is ibadah. Not just salat and zakat and siyam. Allah loves truthfulness. If a person is truthful for the sake of Allah, that's ibadah. Allah loves, yani, gentleness. If a person is gentle for the sake of Allah, that's ibadah. Naam. So everything that Allah loves, and everything that Allah is pleased with, whether it is speech or action, whether it is something that is apparent, that people can see, or that which is hidden, meaning the actions that are apparent on our limbs, like praying and hajj and things like this, or the actions that are hidden, like the actions of the heart that are done internally, like ikhlas, like hope and love and fear, that are actions of the heart that are not seen by the people. Yani, whatever it is, from whatever Allah loves and is pleased with, yani, all of this is ibadah. Then he goes on to say, فَظَاهِرُ, that which is apparent, min al-ibadah, yani, because he said, everything that Allah loves, whether it is ظاهر or باطن, whether it is apparent or hidden, فَظَاهِرُ مِنَ الْعِبَادَةِ مَا كَانَ مَنْظُورًا. الظاهر from the ibadah is that which is manzuran, which is seen. يعني from nazara, to see, to look. Nazara, manzur, يعني that which is seen, that which is looked at. Like as salat, والحج, prayer and pilgrimage. والباطن, that which is hidden from the worship, مَا كَانَ خَفِيًّا, that which is hidden, that which is hidden, just one moment, كَالصَّوْمِ وَالْإِخْلَاصِ فِي النِّيَّةِ, like fasting, which is not seen, يعني because you don't do anything, rather you abstain, right? So nobody sees it, and nobody really knows who's fasting, except Allah. Because people can pretend, right? Secretly, they can be eating and drinking all that they like. Like fasting or sincerity in the niyyah. Musa. Yani, whatever Allah loves. Yani, if Allah tells us in the Quran إن الله يحب المتقين. إن الله يحب الصابرين. إن الله. يعني if Allah tells us He loves something, then this, يعني is considered doing it for His sake is considered worship. What Allah is pleased with, Allah tells us that He's pleased with those who do this, He's pleased with that. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that Allah loves, and whatever He tells us that Allah is pleased with. And Allah is not pleased with kufr. Allah is not pleased with shirk. Allah is pleased with tawheed. Allah is pleased with iman. Allah is pleased with Islam. So whatever Allah tells us He's pleased with, and whatever He tells us that He loves, then all of this is worship, whether it is speech or action, hidden or apparent.
Love is more than the pleasure.
Love and pleasure is not the same. It's not the same. Although, there's no doubt.
When they use
Naam. Yani meaning that these are two things that are connected to one another. But they are not the same though. Yani to love something is one thing, to be pleased with it as another. For Allah, if Allah loves something, then He's pleased with it. And Allah is pleased with that which He loves. But love and pleasure are not always the same for people. Yani, somebody, you may love your child and not be pleased with them. And you love the child, but when they're not being obedient, you're not pleased with that, but you still love the child. Right? So it's not the same. Loving and being pleased is not always together. But for Allah, it's together. And that's why these two characteristics come together to form worship. That which Allah loves and is pleased with. But as far as love and pleasure, they are not the same. They are not the same. And somebody can, yani, be pleased with someone that they don't love. That's possible. Naam. Okay, so, and in any case, no problem. Yani, let's try to look at what is the meaning of, yani, mahabba, what is the meaning of rida, and try to, for example, you might not love that your child died in infancy, but you may be pleased with it as the decree of Allah. No. It's wajib to be patient with it. But to be pleased with it, yani, is mustahab. Naam. Okay, so after this, after the sheikh, the teacher, he explains what is ibadah, and this is an important definition. If you're not familiar with it, you need to read this paragraph several times until it sticks in your head. Because this is what we were created for, worship. We need to understand, what do we mean by worship? Yani, is worship just the English word, worship, whatever that means in English? No, in Islam, worship is whatever Allah loves. And this, yani, is very broad and comprehensive. Because it doesn't just include what people normally think of worship, rituals. But for Islam, it's everything that you say and do, openly or secretly, if it is from that which Allah loves and is pleased with. And there are too many examples of this, but yani, let's take what we have here, inshallah, and see if we can benefit from it. And for advanced yani discussion of this, go to Kitab al-Tawheed, because this is taken from it, but not given all the details that you'll find in Kitab al-Tawheed. Naam. And there are several explanations, good explanations of Kitab al-Tawheed that have been translated into English. Several good yani explanations of Kitab al-Tawheed. Naam. Bring it one day so we can see it, inshallah. Okay, so Ibrahim says, after this explanation of Tawheed, of Ibadah, I mean, نُرِيدُ أَن نَعْرِفَ مَزِيدًا مِنَ الْأَمْثِلَةِ لِعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. We want, yani Ibrahim has been elected to speak for the class. We want to know مَزِيدًا, more from the examples, or more of the examples, for the ibadah of Allah, the worship of Allah, the Most High. What are more examples of the worship of Allah? So the teacher says, إِلَيْكُمْ الْأَمْثِلَةَ الْآتِيَةَ. Yani, take the following examples. مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ الْعِبَادَةِ لله سبحانه وتعالى. يعني more examples. There's a period after الأمثلة الآتية. It shouldn't be a period there. The sentence should keep going. Take the following examples of يعني من of أنواع العبادة لله سبحانه وتعالى. More examples of the types of the worship for Allah سبحانه وتعالى. يعني سبحانه وتعالى the one who's free of any imperfections. The Most High, Exalted, Sublime. فمنها, so from amongst those examples of the types of ibadah are الدعاء والخوف والرجاء والتوقل والرغبة والنظر والخشية النظر والخشية والذبح والاستعانة والاستعاذة والاستغاثة. These last three words, pay attention to them. Okay, dua, supplicating, is a type of worship. No one should be supplicated to except Allah. Al-khawfu wal-raja'u, fear and hope. Yani, this requires some discussion. But fear, a person can fear an animal or a person with a gun pointing it to kill them. That's possible. But what we're talking about here is the absolute fear that, yani, is worship. Fearing Allah, knowing that He is the one who created us and gave us everything and provides for us and protects us and sustains us. And fearing what? Fearing losing His love. Fearing losing His good pleasure. Fearing losing His reward. Raja, hoping. Having your hope not in yani your best friend, but in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. At-tawakkul, meaning trust, reliance, dependence, depending upon Allah. Yani, relying upon Allah, trusting in Allah. وَرَغْبَةُ being desirous of what is with Allah. وَالنَّذْرُ vowing, yani something for the sake of Allah. الْخَشْيَةُ a vow, yani to make a vow, yani that I vow to do such and such and so and so. Naam. Al-khashyatu? Fear. But more so, yani khawf is more so fear. Khasha is awe. Having awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be in awe of Allah. Al-dhabhu, yani to distinguish between khasha and khawf. And anyway, the distinguishing between them and the fine meanings, yani require us to go back and study Kitab al-Tawheed. Al-khashyatu. Al-Ur, wa-dhabhu, slaughtering or sacrificing an animal for the sake of Allah as an act of worship. Wal-isti'anatu, seeking help. Wal-isti'adhatu, seeking refuge. Wal-isti'ghathatu is similar to isti'anatu, but in a more severe situation. Yani, seeking help when you're in dire need. And isti'ana, you know, I just need some help to do this. But isti'atha, like I'm drowning, or I'm about to be destroyed, and that's isti'atha. Oh Allah, desperate, yani, call for help. Naam, isti'atha. وَهُنَاكَ أَمْثِلَ كَثِيرَ لِلْعِبَادَةِ غَيْرَ مَا ذَكَرْنَا. And there are many examples for worship other than what we have mentioned. Many examples. There must be many examples, because everything that Allah loves and is pleased with is worship, right? So there are so many examples. وَكُلُّ أَنْوَاعِ الْعِبَادَةِ لَا يَجُوزُ صَرْفُهَا لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Every type of worship, لَا يَجُوزُ صَرْفُهَا. صَرْفُهَا means to direct it. يعني it's not permissible to direct it to other than Allah the Most High. يعني meaning it's not permissible to offer any type of worship to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every type of worship, yani, is impermissible to be directed or offered to other than Allah the Most High. Bilal says, هَلْ هُنَاكَ أَدِلَّةٌ عَلَى مَا ذَكَرْتَ لَنَا مِنْ بَعْضِ أَنْوَاعِ الْإِبَادَةِ. Yani, are there, هُنَاكَ, are there evidences for what you have mentioned to us from some of the types of worship? Yani, give us some Dalil. Right? You claim all of this is worship. What's the evidence? The teacher says, Ajal. Naam. Meaning, yes, there are evidences. Al-adillatu mutawaffira. Bal kathira. Mutawaffira. Yani they are available in abundance. Rather, they are many. Plentiful. The evidences. Najiduha fil Quran al-Karimi. Was-sunnati as-sahihati. We will find them where? In the noble Quran and the authentic Sunnah. Notice he said, As-Sunnah As-Sahiha. Because otherwise, you might find some evidences in other than the Sunnah As-Sahiha for things that the people of deviation claim or worship. And when you ask for the evidence, they'll bring you an unauthentic hadith. But he said, the evidences for correct worship will be found in the Quran and in the authentic Sunnah. فَاسْمَعُوا بَعْضُهَا. So listen to some of them, the evidences, al-adillah. دليل الدعاء, the evidence for supplication. قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدَعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Yani the meaning? Indeed, the masajid, the masjids, are for Allah. So do not call upon anyone ahadan, ma'Allah, along with Allah. Naam. فَلَا تَدُعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Okay, this is an evidence specifically for dua, and it is also an evidence generally for worship. Because the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, الدُّعَى هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. الدُّعَى هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. Dua is the core essence of worship. So when Allah mentions dua, most of the time, yani, it is specifically supplication, but it is also generally worship. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدٍ. Don't worship anyone along with Allah. Huh? This ayah is the 18th ayah min Surah Al-Jinn. Surah Al-Jinn is 72, 18. Okay, this ayah, for whoever is able, ayah 18 from Surah Al-Jinn, 72. This ayah should be memorized. Yeah, and if you didn't memorize Surah Al-Jinn, at least memorize this ayah. As a proof that supplication is worship and it belongs to Allah alone. Belongs to Allah alone. It is for Allah alone. Don't supplicate to anybody in the grave or anybody anywhere. Don't supplicate to anything other than Allah. Okay, page 6, top of the page. وَدَلِيلُ الرَّجَاءِ. And the evidence for hope, having hope in Allah that it is an act of worship, is قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, the saying of Allah the Most High, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرُجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَتِ وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَتِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And this is from the 110th ayat from Surah Al-Kahf, 18th surah, ayah 110. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. So whoever has hope, يَرْجُ, whoever has hope, لِلِقَاءِ, يَرْجُ لِقَاءَ, يعني who has hope for the meeting of his Rabb, رَبِّهِ, فَلْيَعْمَلْ, then he must do عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, righteous deeds, good deeds, وَلَا يُشْرِكْ, and he must not make anything as a partner, بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ, in the worship of his Rabb, أَحَدًا, لَا يُشْرِكْ أَحَدًا, he doesn't associate anyone or anything, بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ, in the worship of his Rabb, and he doesn't make anything as a partner who shares some of that worship with Allah. No one shares the worship with Allah. Again, This is from Ayah 110, 110th Ayah of Surah Al-Kahf, 18th Surah. And this is also a tremendous ayat that also should be memorized. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. Whoever has hope in the meeting of his Rabb. Meaning whoever has hope, who's looking forward to the day when they're going to meet their Rabb. Yani meaning يوم القيامة. And the reward that Allah has for those who believe and do good deeds. Whoever has hope in that, that's what I'm looking forward to. That if that's the way you are feeling, then you have to do something. You can't just hope, I'm looking forward to meeting my Rabb. You're not going to have anything to look forward to if you didn't yani do some amal salih and avoid shirk. And it's one thing to have hope, and it's another thing to have unjustified hope, unwarranted hope. Yani hope that's based on nothing. Huh? Yes.
Nowadays we change the worship of the Guru. I mean, shirk became more technology-wise, the money, the video game, the desire, the materialism instead of grave worship, because we get more modern.
I don't disagree with what you're saying in principle, but I have to comment on that. These technologies and modern things that people are worshipping besides Allah are not instead of going to the graves. No, it is in addition to going to the graves. Because the people in multitudes are still going to the graves. You just have to go to India or Pakistan or Bangladesh or Senegal or any of these countries. Syria, Lebanon, Sudan, I'm not picking on countries, it's all over the earth. You just have to go there. And you will see, for example, in India, busloads, tour groups of hundreds or thousands of buses going to a place to worship a tree or a grave. And they're sharing in their shirk, they're sharing, not only sharing the worship of that belongs to Allah with somebody else, but they are also sharing in the act of worshipping those things. They are sharing it with Christians and Hindus. They are all worshipping shirk together. They are all going to the same shirk place and doing shirk together. They are sharing it with one another. And they are sharing Allah's right with something in the creation, and then they are sharing it with the rest of the kuffar. Because shirk is kufr. The person who engages in shirk, they are out of Islam. Even if they call themselves a Muslim. Even if they pray five times a day. Even if they fast in Ramadan and read the Quran. If a person worships other than Allah, they are a mushrik. Yani, that takes you out of Islam. How is it possible? It's possible because people's hearts are polluted and corrupted. And people are ignorant. They don't have knowledge of their deen. They don't care to learn. And Shaitan is active in misleading people. Shaitan, shayateen min al-jinn or min al-ins. The human shayateen, wa'udhu billah, they are also active. Okay, so whoever has hope in the meeting of their Rabb, then he must or she must do righteous deeds. And he must not, share this worship of his Rabb with anyone or anything. وَدَلِيلَ الْإِسْتِعَانَةِ The delil for seeking help, assistance, aid. قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى The saying of Allah the Most High, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ You alone do we worship. Huh? You alone do we seek help from, seek assistance or aid. Yani, you alone means it belongs to you alone. Nobody else shares in this. There's no shirk in this. We are saying there's no shirk in this ibadah, specifically of worshipping you alone, and yani, general ibadah and specific ibadah. Yani, isti'ana is specific. Yani, we worship you alone, generally and specifically we ask for help and assistance from you alone, because isti'ana is a type of worship. So here in this ayat, we're saying to Allah, we're declaring that we don't share our worship with anyone, and especially, particularly, seeking help. And some of the scholars said that isti'ana is mentioned here with ibadah, because nobody who wants to worship Allah alone will be able to do it unless they seek help from Allah. You cannot do it by yourself except that Allah helps you. Therefore, if you make your azam, yani determination to worship Allah alone, you must ask Allah's help. Naam. Hasr, meaning that it's limiting. Naam. Naam, limiting, that the worship is limited to Allah alone. Naam.
Is not isti'anah included in dua?
Yani they are related, no doubt, but they are not the same. Yani dua is asking Allah for anything. Isti'anah is asking Allah for help. Asking Allah's help. Naam. But dua is generally asking Allah. Yani for whatever it is that you want.
It looks to me that isti'anah is included in dua. They like maybe kind of dua.
The money to dua, you seek help.
Yani, okay, let's say in general, dua means you are asking Allah for something, right?
I agree.
And isti'ana is asking Allah for something specific, a specific request, isti'ana. But dua is general. So yeah, they are related, no doubt. There's no doubt about it. Yani, they are absolutely connected to one another. Dua is general, isti'ana is specific. Yani, al-'am wal-khas. Yani in the same way in this ayat, al-ibadah is am and isti'ana is khas. Yani one is general, ibadah is general. First he mentioned general, and then after that he mentioned specifically one type of worship. So that's the same thing with dua and isti'ana, is am, general, and khas, specific. Okay, this is from ayat al-khamisa, the fifth ayat, min surah al-fatiha, the opening chapter of the Quran. All of us already memorized this. Now we just need to learn the meaning of it. وَدَلِيلَ الذَّبْحِ. Yani, if somebody reminds me, I'll send you some tafsir concerning إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُودُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. If somebody reminds me, I'll send you some tafsir, just to give you a little bit further to work with, from Surah Al-Fatiha. وَدَلِيلَ الذَّبْحِ. Yani, the evidence for sacrifice, slaughtering an animal for the sake of Allah as an act of worship, is Qawlullah Ta'ala, the saying of Allah the Most High. قُلْ إِنَّ الصَّلَاتِ وَنُسُقِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Yani, this is ayatan, two ayats, 162 and 163 from Surah Al-An'am. Surah Al-An'am is the sixth surah of the Quran. The meaning of the ayat, قُلْ, say, Allah is ordering, say, إِنَّ الصَّلَاتِ, and He's ordering the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say, إِنَّ الصَّلَاتِ, that verily my salat, وَنُسُقِي, and my sacrifice, وَمَحْيَايَ, and my living, وَمَمَاتِ, and my death, all of it is for Allah, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the Rabb of all the worlds, لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, and He has no partner, associate, or anyone who shares in any of this, it belongs to Him alone, وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ, and with this, yani making the salat and the nusuk and the mahya and mamat, making it for Allah alone, he said, وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ, I have been commanded with this, وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and I am the first of those to surrender. Yani it doesn't mean, don't imagine that the meaning of this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, I'm the first Muslim on the earth. Rather, all the Prophets were Muslims, and all of their followers were also Muslims. He means, I am the first one from this ummah to surrender and submit perfectly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. Khalid says, ما معنى قولي قول الله تعالى. What is the meaning of the saying of Allah the Most High? وَنُسُقِي. نُسُقِي. نُسُق. نُسُق. يعني is the word. And the E is what? My. يعني the pronoun. The mere متكلم. The first person singular. نُسُقِي. My sacrifice. The teacher says, معنى كلمة نُسُقِي. ذبيحتي. ذبيحة. يعني ذبيحتي. My ذبيحة. ذبيحة means the animal that you slaughtered. التي أتقرب بها إلى الله تعالى. Listen to this. The meaning of كلمة النسك is my ذبيحتي which التي أتقرب بها. That I have sacrificed for the purpose of getting near, through it, getting near إلى الله تعالى. Yani meaning, if a person sacrificed an animal, not as an act of worship, as a means of getting near to Allah, for the sake of Allah, but they just sacrificed the animal, then that is not what is intended here. Nusuqi, what is intended, is the sacrifice that you make with the intent of it being a means to get near to Allah. At-taqarrabu biha. Yani, I am seeking nearness through it, through this sacrifice, ila Allah ta'ala, to Allah the Most High. Okay, so we should keep in mind that when we do the sacrifice, rather, any act of worship that we do, we have to be conscious that we are doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we are doing it in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what, yani, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen mentioned when he said that people need to be conscious in everything that you say and you do, need to be conscious while we are saying it, or while we are doing it, that we are following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in it, and that we are doing it sincerely for the sake of Allah alone. Now, yani that the niyyah for Saum, obligatory fast, has to be before Fajr, has to be at some point during the night before the break of dawn. For obligatory fast, the niyyah has to be any before the break of dawn. Now,
so you said this.
Anytime you make a sacrifice for the sake of Allah.
No.
Yani when you sacrifice an animal with the intent that it's an act of worship for the sake of Allah, meaning that you're going to sacrifice this animal as yani a act of worship, which means that I'm not just sacrificing it to eat because I'm hungry, but rather I want to distribute to the poor and to the needy and to people for the sake of Allah as an act of worship.
Yeah.
Naam. Naam, no doubt that the Prophet ﷺ and his companions were conscious of this more than the people of today. Naam. Doing everything for the sake of Allah. Naam?
So, when I go to the meat market, even though I'm going to buy the meat for my family.
Naam, but you have to sacrifice it in the name of Allah. But it's not, this sacrifice is for eating. Yani naam, it's for eating. But when you make a sacrifice as an act of worship, like the sacrifice of Eid al-Adha, for example, or the sacrifice for the person who's on Hajj, and the person that's doing tamattu, for example, that sacrifice is as a ritual act of worship. Not because I'm hungry, I need some food at home, I'm going to go sacrifice an animal. No, you're going to sacrifice this animal, even though you have tons of food at home. Maybe you just got finished purchasing, yani, 50 pounds of meat, and you have your freezer full of meat. But this sacrifice is for worship, it's not because I don't have any meat at home. This is an act of worship. Okay, in any case, the meaning of the word nusuqi is ذبيحتي, the animal that I have slaughtered, which I intend by it to be a means of nearness to Allah. وَكَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And as you all know, أَنَّ هُنَاكَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ, that there are many of the ignorant people, يَذْبَحُونَ الذَّبَائِحَ, who are slaughtering animals, وَيَذْكَرُونَ اسم غير الله تعالى عليها حين الذبح ويذكرون, and they are mentioning a name of other than Allah the Most High upon those animals, حين الذبح, at the time of sacrificing, أو يقربونها إلى صاحب قبر, or they are sacrificing them as a means of nearness, not to Allah, but to the one who's buried in the grave, sahib al-qabr, yani to a dead person that's buried in the grave, rajina, hoping minhu, from that dead person in the grave, an nafa'a wa dafa'a su, to get the benefit from the person in the grave is going to benefit you, or that they are going to repulse some harm from you. وَهَذَا الْعَمَلُ, and this action is مُخَالِفٌ لِلْتَوْهِيدِ, is in contradiction to التوحيد. نعم, موسى. يَذْكُرُونَ, يَذْكُرُونَ, ها؟ يَذْكُرُونَ, okay. يعني the statement should be كما تعلمون أن هناك كثيرا من الجاهلين يذبحون الذبائح ويذكرون, يذكرون اسم, ها؟ أو فيذكرون, I said wow, sorry, فيذكرون, نعم, يعني they are sacrificing these animals, فيذكرون, and they are, and then they are, يعني at the time of sacrificing, they are mentioning the name of other than Allah, the Most High, upon them. Or they are actually sacrificing them as a means of nearness to the one who is in the grave, hoping from that person the benefit or the repulsion of repulsing of some harm, some evil. And this action is in contradiction to at-tawheed. وأما الدليل الاستعاذة, الاستعاذة, أما دليل الاستعاذة, نعم, مضاف إليه مجرور, أما دليل الاستعاذة فعندنا من السنة حديث خولة بنت حكيم. So as far as the evidence for استعاذة, seeking refuge, فعندنا, then we have from the Sunnah, the hadith of Khawla bint Hakim radiallahu anha. May Allah be pleased with her. Qalat, she said, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Man nazala manzilan. Huh? Man nazala manzilan. Meaning, whoever got down, yani descended to spend the night in a place. نَزَلَ مَنْزِلًا, they stopped, descended to spend the night someplace. فَقَالَ, then they said, أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ تَامَّاتِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ لَمْ يَدُرْ, it should be, it's dhamma, it should be fatta, لَمْ يَدُرَّهُ, لَمْ يَدُرَّهُ شَيْءٌ حَتَّى يَرْتَحِلَ من منزله ذلك, رواه الإمام مسلم. يعني whoever descends someplace to spend the night, and then they said, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات, I seek refuge in the perfect words of Allah, the perfect كلمات الله, the words of Allah, التامات, perfect words of Allah, I seek refuge in the perfect words of Allah, من شر ما خلق, from the evil of what he has created. Whoever says this, I seek refuge in the perfect words of Allah from the evil of what he has created. لَمْ يَدُرَّهُ, عليكم السلام, لَمْ يَدُرَّهُ شَيْءٌ, nothing will harm him. حَتَّى يَرْتَحِلَ, منسوب, حَتَّى يَرْتَحِلَ, منسوب because of what? لا, ليس بحتى, أن المضمرة, حَتَّى يَرْتَحِلَ مِنْ مَنْزِلِهِ ذَلِكَ, until he leaves, departs from his place of staying. Until he departs from his place of staying. Yani nothing will harm him until he departs, until he leaves from that place. لَمْ يَدُرَّهُ فَتَّى, instead of dhamma on the ra. Why? Because يَدُرُّ is majzoom by lam. And the sign that is majzoom should be sukoon. But we can have iltiqa sakinain, yani sukoon on the ra, and sukoon on the second ra. So we have fatta. We have fatta, yani to eliminate iltiqa sakinain. Wa khulasatu ma dhakarna, and the summary of what we have mentioned, the essence, the core of it, of what we have mentioned, is that alayna an na'arifa rabbana. Sure. In the corner. Or there. Either way, make some room for him, please, brother.
Thanks so much.
No problem. No problem, brother. No problem whatsoever. It's just unfortunate, yani our space is limited, small, so we have to share it with you. No problem. We don't mind sharing. You came to worship, we are happy. وَخُلَاصَةُ مَا ذَكَرْنَا, and the summary of what we have mentioned is that عَلَيْنَا أَن نَعْرِفَ رَبَّنَا. It is incumbent upon us to know our Rabb, الَّذِي خَلَقَنَا, who has created us. وَنَعْبُدَهُ, and it is incumbent upon us to worship Him بِمَا شَرَعَ لَنَا, to worship Him by what He has legislated for us, not what the people made up. Last night a brother asked me in the masjid, he whispered to me, he said, what about the 100 rak'ats? I said, 100 rak'ats? He said, can you do it? I told him the Prophet ﷺ never did it. He said, he didn't do it? I said, he never did it. He said, then bid'ah? I said, okay, bid'ah. Yani the Prophet didn't do it. He said, jazakallah khair. Elderly brother, like probably my age. I looked at him and said, MashaAllah. Naam, he's asking though. Some people don't ask. They don't ask. Naam. So, yani, it is incumbent upon us to know our Rabb, the one who created us, and it is incumbent upon us, yani, to worship Him by means of what He has legislated for us. وَلَا نَعْبُدَ غَيْرَهُ, and that we do not worship other than Him. كَمَا عَرَفْنَا مِنْ سُورَةِ الْإِخْلَاصِ, just as we came to know from Surah Al-Ikhlas, 112th Surah of the Quran, أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْوَاحِدُ الْأَحَدُ الَّذِي لَا نَذِيرَ لَهُ وَلَا شَبِيحَ وَلَا وَزِيرَ وَلَا وَلَدَ وَأَنَّهُ غَنِيٌّ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ جَمِيعًا. Yani, this is as we came to know from Surah Al-Ikhlas, that Allah, He is Al-Wahid Al-Ahad, the one who is one and unique. الَّذِي لَا نَذِيرَ لَهُ, He has no one that is, yani, equal to Him or like Him. وَلَا شَبِيهَ, similar to Him. وَلَا وَزِيرَ, He has no helper, that He needs somebody to help Him. وَلَا وَلَد, He doesn't have a child. وَأَنَّهُ غَنِيٌ, and we also know that He is غَنِيٌ, He is free of need. عَنْ عِبَادِهِ, from all of His creatures, all of His worshippers or His creatures. جَمِيعًا, He is free of need of all of them. بَلْ هُمْ يَقْصُدُونَهُ فِي حَاجَتِهِمْ, rather it is they who are turning to Him. يعني القصد means to have some point that you are going to directly. They are turning to Him. فِي حَاجَتِهِمْ, to fulfill their needs. فَهُوَ الْمُسْتَحِقُّ لِلْعِبَادَةِ, هُوَ الْمُسْتَحِقُّ وَالشَّدَّ وَالنِّقَافِ لِلْعِبَادَةِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. So therefore, yani, since what? Since He is the one, yani, who is alone, and He is unique, and He has no equal, He has nothing similar, no helper, no child, and He is free of need of all His creatures, rather all of His creatures turn to Him for their needs. Fa, therefore, huwa al-mustahiqu, He is the one who what? Mustahiq. Has the right. He is mustahiq. This is His right. Yani haqquhu. Haqquhu, it is His right. Lil-ibadah, for all the worship. Wahdahu, alone. La sharika lahu, without any partner. Naam. We still have a few minutes. In any case, this text... No, it's okay. Wherever he's comfortable. No problem. No problem. Okay, so we have three pages here and a little, and one little line there. You have to take some time to read these. You have to take some time to read these. Very, very important. I'm going to do the best I can to try to get the audio from this session put up on the website, but it's an audio file, big file, so that means it takes a long time to upload, any 1 hour or so. Once it's uploaded, then inshallah I'll see, they'll put it, you know, I'll send it to Abdulaziz, put it on the website, and then anybody can listen to it if you didn't have a recorder here like Abdul Halim has. That's your recorder, right? It doesn't have your name on it, but it looks like it's yours. Okay, so let's try to review this, you know, go over it and try to understand it, try to memorize whatever we can from it, yani, as much as possible. And then after that, look at the one page and one line that remains on page 7 and the top of page 8, that is al-lugha, the linguistic points, the tadrib, the exercises, and the munaqasha, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions, and 6 questions on the top of page 8. Try to look through that, so that next week, inshallah, we'll review the reading, yani the essence, the core of it, and then we'll do the exercises, and if we still have some time, we can go back over the, yani the text a little bit more, and if there's, you know, some things that we want to maybe explain in a little more detail.